Hello everyone and welcome to this edition of the Sports Report Podcast. I am your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. One of my co-hosts, Justin David Ketch, or as I call him, JDK, won't be in with us tonight due to studies. He is a student over in the, I believe over at Arizona State. He won't be with us tonight, but however, we will have Tony C., co-host of The Rant, with us in just a few moments. I spoke to him earlier. He is down and ready to do the show. You guys can join us over rantemradio.com. Click that chat, listen, like button, get on in there. Matter of fact, let me head on over to line number one as I speak. Let me see if I can get Tony C. on with me. Tony C.
Yes, sir.
What's up, man?
What's going on, Playboy?
Chilling, man. How you been doing this week, man?
Well, hanging in.
Same.
Taking it one day at a time. What's going on?
Oh, same here, man. All right, now we got the show started, ready to go. Don't forget, head over to rantemradio.com. Hit that chat, listen live button, get in the chat room, get your thoughts and opinions heard right here on Sports Report Podcast. First thing I want to talk about this week, and I'm quite sure everybody has heard about it. If not, I don't know where you've been. The suicide death of Mr. Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah. I mean, dude was out there, you know. He killed quite a few people, so, I mean... I don't know how deep you want to get in on it, you know.
There's so many rumors and conjecture on what happened in that situation. I've heard rumors of him having a gay lover in prison. I've heard rumors of the reason why he killed, and I forgot where I heard it. If I can find it again, I'll post it on the group page, that he shot Odin Lloyd because of the fact that he was going to be outed as a bisexual. I don't know how any of that, you know, if any of that is true or not, but
they jumped from spilling a drink on him in the club or something.
Mm-hmm.
Now to that, so it's like,
wow.
I don't know, man. It can be something you don't want to touch with a 10-inch pole.
Oh yeah. And like I say, And I'm the type of person, I will never speak ill of the dead. The person that I feel for the most is a 4-year-old daughter. That's the person I feel sorry for the most. That was her first time seeing her daddy in jail after he just got acquitted from the double murder charge. So, you know, she gets all our sympathy and prayers. Same thing with the Odin Lloyd family. Sympathy and prayers go to them as well. So, it's the only reason why I harp on that, because it's a story. He just couldn't leave the gangs alone.
Seemed like to me, yeah. You know. But he was kind of living a double life, man. You know, you're a football player, but you won't let that street life go.
Right.
You know. And that stuff catch up to you.
Quick, fast.
And it all come out in the end anyway, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. Real quick, too, we're going to get into some NBA playoff talk. I'm going to go over to recap a couple of scores tonight. The Raptors took a 3-2 lead in their best of seven with the Bucks, 118-93. The secret weapon of most secret weapons, Norman Powell, scores a team-high 25 points on 8-for-11 shooting, including 4-for-4 from the three-point line. Kyle Lowry, 16 points, 10 assists. DeMar DeRozan, 18 points. Are the Raptors making a run at maybe at beating the Cavs, Tony C?
Well, the thing about beating the Cavs, you got to be able to outscore them. And because their defense is horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, the foot speed is what's going on. That's why if you can outquick them, you can beat them. LeBron ain't the swiftest of feet no more. And, you know, Kyrie is. Well, you see what Indiana did to him, you know? And, you know, the LeBron Kool-Aid drinkers, you know, they don't understand that this is a whole different team from last year. You don't got people like, you know, you don't have any bigs. You built a team to go up against Golden State, but Golden State boat racing everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So it's like they had the right thought process, but they don't have the right personnel. If that makes sense, it does. You know?
It does.
And, you know, I think Toronto might give them a, you know, run. But if Kyle Lowry don't show up, it's going to be over pretty quick.
Yeah, real quick, fast, in a hurry. The team I thought might be that might give the Cavs run for the money in the East took a big L tonight. The Hawks comes over the Wizards, 111-101. They tie that series at 2 apiece. Paul Millsap looked like he played big down the stretch. I don't.
Oh, I got a bone to pick with you about a player in another series too. When we get to it, they didn't play tonight, but
okay.
Once we get done running out, you know, these scores from tonight. But yeah, I don't know what the heck going on in Washington, and I could easily see them losing four straight to Atlanta.
I don't like the way that Atlanta team is constructed. I just don't get it. I don't believe in.
They beat Cleveland four times this year, didn't they? They swept Cleveland.
I think they did.
It was 3-1. I believe it was.
I think it was 3-1. I'm not a big fan of Bazemore, and I'm definitely not a fan of Dwight Howard anymore. But Millsap took over toward the stretch with his rebounding and defensive play, so they got the win tonight.
Didn't Cleveland have them by 26 or something, and they came all the way back and beat Cleveland?
In that game they played, they came all the way back and won. Yep, it was during the regular season. Mm-hmm. During the regular season. Also, you got the return of Kevin Durant. Those boys are looking to sweep the Portland Trail Blazers. Right now, it's 47-28 in the second quarter. 10:17 left in the second. They're already up by 20.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Now, see, that's what you call a championship contender. Because that stuff, Cleveland, over, they playing with fire.
Oh, yeah.
And when you got people like, what's the dude's name? Kyle Korver can't defend nobody.
Mm-mm.
On the Warriors. And Darren Williams can't defend anybody on the Warriors.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it'll get ugly, though. Quick.
Oh, yeah, it can.
They might win a game. If they play the Warriors, they might win a game.
Steve Kerr's not coaching in this one due to complications from his back surgery last year. Do you think that might affect the Warriors somewhere down the line?
Not in the playoffs, no, because they got a veteran team. And they got freaking studs on that team.
And don't forget. Yeah,
you could go coach them.
And don't forget, they got Mike Williams, too.
You mean Brown?
And Mike Brown. I'm sorry, Mike Brown, too.
Yeah. They just tell him don't screw it up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You just got to know when to call the timeout.
49-31 is your score, going down with 9 minutes left to go in the second quarter. Okay, what team did you want to get on me about?
Oh, it's not a team. It's a player.
What player?
The one, your boy that you always said was robbing people in the league, Joe Johnson. I guess you didn't see him over the weekend, did you?
I saw him. I saw him. And but he does this, and this is why he does this. He'll go with these spurts when he shows his true talent and his true potential. But
that was when he was supposed to be like the man. You know what I'm saying? I think now that he's coming off the bench, he can take that over like he did the other night. They don't really have an answer for the man, man.
We'll see, because you know he. Because to me, he robbed the Hawks. He robbed the Nets. The Hawks.
Listen, they ain't had nothing around the man too much, man.
They got robbed.
He robbed Phoenix.
Nah, he didn't rob Phoenix. He represented
Phoenix, the one got him the deal.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
But when he got to Atlanta, who y'all put around him? Jeff T.
Yeah, Jeff T, you know.
Who else? Kyle Korver.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. You know he going to get exposed on defense, man.
Nah,
you can't put it all on Joe, man.
I've never been a fan. I know, and he's doing it again. He's showing he can do
all. Doing what?
He's showing the way he can truly play. But I'm trying to go back and think. You didn't really hear much for him during a regular season.
Cause nobody expected nothing out of Utah like that.
And I guess to his credit, Gobert did go down, so.
He came back the other night, helping him out a little bit.
Yeah. So, you know,
and that's what allowed Joe Johnson to, you know, go back to his normal coming off the bench role, man. Joe, all right.
We got Pastor Sadell in the chat room. Pastor, how you doing, man? Good to have you with us.
Pastor.
Got Pastor in the chat room tonight. Yeah, man. It's all good now. All right. I want to ask you about the Indiana Pacers, too. You think Larry Bird should be held accountable for that fiasco in Indiana?
I mean, not really. Yeah, no, I should say. Mm. Because it's tough to get people to come to Indiana, man. Because Indiana is Indiana. The person who need to be held accountable that nobody talk about, not to move off subject, that damn Sam Presti. Because he didn't want to pay James Harden, but he gave Steve that damn center that $100 million.
That's true.
And nobody talks about that.
That's true.
Because you could have had James Harden, Westbrook, and Durant. If Harden does James Westbrook, I mean, Durant don't leave.
Because
you have Harden running your point.
Exactly.
And, you know, and I think Russ will be a better defensive player.
Calling the 219. Speak up, Holly, if you hear me. 219.
Uh-oh.
I know. I see him. Calling the 219. Who we got? Let me see. We might be able to get him back.
It looked like it did.
219, who we got?
Rick.
What's up, man?
Not much. How was up with you?
Doing good, man. Good to have you with us. We also got Mark Jones in the chat. Mark, what's up, man? Good to have you with us. I feel so sorry for Mark Jones. So sorry for Mark Jones.
Why is that?
Them damn Knicks.
Oh, he's a Knicks fan,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, damn Knicks.
Yeah, his star player against strippers pregnant and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ain't gonna never be able to do nothing.
Damn Porzingis is pissed off. But check this out with the Pacers though. You can just crush Larry Bird for trading Kawhi Leonard. You can crush him.
But you didn't know that Kawhi Leonard was gonna be Kawhi Leonard. That's
for George
that ain't
Hill.
No different than the Milwaukee Bucks. Didn't know Dirk was going to be Dirk, and they traded him.
For George Hill, though.
Who was that?
They traded him for George Hill.
But that's because he didn't know. I mean, but yeah, I can understand how you say that because he didn't do his research, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
I think Paul George is getting the hell out of there.
I think so, too. And I said it, and I asked it on the group page over the weekend. Should they trade Blake Griffin for Paul George?
If I was in Indiana, I wouldn't take that deal. But I understand why you make that option. Make that an option because he can walk for nothing.
Yeah.
And but next year, that's next year.
Yeah. And I think Blake Griffin, provided he's healthy.
He might get hurt on the way to Indiana, man.
He might. He's out for the whole playoffs season with a hurt big toe. So you never know.
I know we ain't allowed to do wrestling analogies on here, but I'm going to just go ahead and put it out there.
What's that?
Blake Griffin is the Ahmed Johnson of the NBA. Look at him.
Does they have him?
And to make it so bad with Blake Griffin, man, this dude should be dominating every time he's on the court, and he don't dominate.
Because he's a little timid. You know, he's a light-skinned guy. You know. You know, Al B. Sure look alike. And I never really was high on him. But, you know, other people were. But he is injury-prone. The definition of injury-prone.
Oh, yeah. Most.
So... Well, he's a free agent, so they can't trade for him unless he do a sign and trade.
That'd be a sign and trade. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he's a free agent. And Chris Paul.
I just think it'd be a better fit for Paul George than taking him to the Lakers.
We don't who?
Paul George.
Paul George to the Lakers, man. If we can get Paul George and Chris Paul some way.
Yeah, now you're balling.
Now we can start doing something.
Yeah, now you're balling.
And people like to sweep it under the rug. Chris Paul's supposed to be a Laker any damn way.
He is.
I keep reiterating that. People like to play that to the left, bro.
Yeah.
Chris Paul's supposed to be a Laker.
That whole deal got nixed, man, and it shouldn't have.
David Stern, punk ass.
Yeah,
we had another championship in L.A. if that trade would have went through, man.
I don't understand why Paul George is... I get why you say he might be selfish, but do you think Paul George just doesn't care anymore and just wants to get out?
He tired of losing to LeBron. He want to be on a super team, right, basically.
Right.
You know, so if I was him, once Chris Paul get eliminated by Utah, which it's highly possible is gonna happen, get on the phone like D Wade and LeBron did, and you get another player, and you say we want to do it in LA to the Lakers.
I just think.
Because him on the Clippers, DeAndre Jordan always going to be the downfall of that team because he can't make free throws. No just fun. Like Anthony Robinson was the other day. I felt bad for the dude a little bit. It's in, you know, you go 2 or 12 from the free throw line, and, you know, people try to say that the hacker, whoever, hacker that's Robinson. Not a part of the game. The hell it ain't.
Yeah, it is.
You know how much, you know how blessed you got, skilled you got to be in the NBA, bro?
Yep.
And you can't hit a free throw?
Yep.
That's the easiest thing to do. And he a guard. He ain't got no excuse.
ain't like he a big man.
It's this. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know? But, yeah, right. Paul George, man. Hopefully we can get him in L.A. with Chris Paul and
now, Pastor Sedell.
You can do.
Now, Pastor Sedell said they had a team around George. Then they split him up.
Oh yeah, they got rid of Roy Hibbert. That team that almost that went what six with Miami?
With six
they
Miami,
had
yeah.
Hibbert.
Mm-hmm.
They had George.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Stevenson was still on the team.
Yeah, Lance Stevenson. Yeah.
Lance Stevenson, my bad.
No problem, no problem.
I said Sean Stevenson.
You know what, though?
Good God.
You know what?
He was on the Dallas team that beat LeBron.
And he was the only dude, to me, that really showed up for Indiana. Outside of Paul George.
Yeah.
Was him.
Paul George can get you to see. I think CP3 and Paul George would be a good mix because Paul George can get you to the fourth quarter.
Right.
And Chris Paul can get you through the remainder of the game.
Right.
You know, if you watch Paul George operate, he big, you know, the first three quarters.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to that fourth quarter and the last shot, trash. Yeah.
See, and that's another criticism I have of Larry Bird because he was the only dude who was so big on Tyler Hansbrough.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And he was trash, man.
He made a lot of mistakes. He made no Sam Preston mistakes,
right.
But he made some nonetheless.
Yeah, Sam Preston, he did mess up, man. He did mess up.
And I, you know, I listen to the radio in like Oklahoma City. Nobody mentioned the fact that this dude needed to be fired. Nobody. They talk about everything else but that.
I would
with the team.
Yeah, you could have made an argument. They could have won it. They were coming. They were coming close. Outside of that finals year that they went, they were coming close with just Durant and Westbrook.
Well, if they'd have kept Harden, that's the thing. It all started when James Harden. If James Harden is on that team, boy, they are Golden State before Golden State.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. That now, they're just Russell Westbrook and everybody else.
In the slap bit crew. That's what I call them. if I'm D'Antoni on Wednesday, if they game they get any momentum, you put Robeson on the free throw line.
Hacker Robeson. Let me ask you about a couple other series real quick. Let me ask you about the Bulls Celtics series. What a difference a Rondo makes. Rondo's in there, they were beaters. Rondo go bye-bye, they lose two straight.
If I was Rondo, I'd find a way to get that cast off and shoot it up. And I got to play, man.
Yeah.
If he don't play, they're going to lose four straight.
Yup.
And it is ridiculous.
He definitely
how will. Much of a difference that dude makes.
He definitely showed something to me. I wasn't crazy about it when the Bulls got him. But he definitely showed something that when you surround him with shooters, or at least good shooters, competent big man, he can make a difference. And he showed that to me those first two games that the Bulls played against the Celtics. Most definitely.
Man, he's a champion, man.
Yeah. Because I think...
But. Yeah, Rondo is the key.
Because I think Wade and Butler, they're going to get theirs, but it's everybody else that need to jump in and participate, and that's what Rondo does so well.
Exactly.
I don't trust anybody else on that squad. Let me ask you this. The Spurs and the Grizzlies, are the Spurs in trouble?
Damn right they're in trouble. If they don't get five, they ain't going to get six. So, the best bet to get game five. But Memphis is playing with house money, you know?
Yep.
Don't nobody expect them to win no way. Mm-mm. So, it's like they got all the pressure on San Antonio.
Yeah.
But Mike Conley earned his, what, $153 million or whatever they got? 200 and something?
It's too bad he can't just fire people and That set fire up their asses.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely.
Fight. Who you gonna fight? Grandpa bitch?
Nah, I can't fire Greg.
I'd be firing people that just don't pull their weight on the team because if you don't pull your weight, why even keep them if they're not pulling the weight on the team?
If that's the case, then Isaiah Kenny needs to been being released. He ain't do jack the other night. Jack.
Which one? The one for the Bulls?
Yeah, Isaiah Cannon.
He played better than Carter Williams and the Grant.
Hey.
I got to give him that.
Yeah. And they still lost by what, 12?
Yeah.
Yeah. They need Rondo back bad. And I don't know if Conley is worth that $153 million. Don't get me wrong. He's been playing great basketball these past two games. But $153 million.
Hey, man. For that price, it's no wonder why people don't want to try. It's like, well, I have this big amount of money. Why should I bust my ass if I don't since I have all this money?
That's
the thing. Somebody got to get it though, because you know in the NBA you got to spend 90%
of your payroll.
Or the cap, yeah, or your payroll, mm-hmm. or to the cap. So, who else they gonna give it to?
That's true.
So a lot of times I feel that the players become complacent because they have all that money. I think if they would have more firings, because it's like, hey, we're paying you all this money. If you're not gonna put out, why should we keep you?
You see more of that in the NFL, though, right? You see a lot more of that in the NFL than you do anywhere else. Somebody get a big contract.
Mike Conley earned his money in the last two games. I can tell you that.
Yeah, but you do get that sometimes. And you get that more in the NFL than you do the NBA. That is for certain. You think Russell Westbrook was right for going off on that reporter this weekend?
No, he didn't have to do bear trauma like that, man. But they got a beef going back a long time, so, you know. That's something going on between the both of them for a minute. Every chance he get to, you know, mess with Barry Trammell, he gonna do it.
Next question. Forget you. Next question. Damn.
I actually have a good question here.
Sure, go ahead.
Do you think that they're afraid to fire people because they'll get sued and the players will say, oh, the person's firing me because of my race?
No, not particularly not in the NBA. Because you're looking at what 90% of the players in the NBA are minority players. So no, I don't think that would happen.
I've always wondered that just like with NFL, because I see a lot of NFL players. It makes me wonder, like, why do they keep these people who's not performing what they should be?
Well, they got to fill the roster, so yeah. They keep them around for practice and stuff like that.
Practice? We talking about?
Yep, practice. Talking about practice. Yeah.
Practice. All right, man. Tony, see, you are a resident Dallas Cowboy expert. What's this going on with Dez Bryant? And the Giants, they hope they're playing it up against each other their first game this year. But they're already talking trash to each other on Twitter.
Listen, man. I was a highly touted wide receiver, sort of like Dez Bryant. And what I can tell Dez, if you're listening, hey, you got to put up before you can talk any trash. Don't do you no good when you've been put in jail and talking trash. Whether he has help or not, because a lot of time in NFL, yeah, they're gonna give safety help, but at the same time, if you that good, you can beat double coverage sometime. So you just gotta produce, man. You know. As a wide receiver, you get caught up in being a diva and just don't want to sound like no bitch. But
yeah.
At the same time, the numbers speak for itself. Dude locked you up.
Yeah,
but that means everybody around him got to step up too. Because if everybody else is making plays, they can't double cover him like that. So, you know, he should be motivating his other guys. You know, y'all do y'all thing, and I'll be able to do what I do.
Right.
But, yeah, Janoris got to. And, see, that's another reason why I was telling you the Cowboys need to try to get Richard Sherman. Mm-hmm. Because everybody in that division got a, you know, has a shutdown corner.
Yeah.
And you need that if you're going to beat the end. And with the schedule we got, oh, man, another 8-8 season. If we don't get a shutdown corner, going to be 8-8. I love my Cowboys, but I'm a realist. You know, I was talking to one of my homeboys, you know, over the weekend, and he was talking 12-4. I said, shit me. We gave up a 3rd-and-30.
Yeah.
Last in the playoffs. So if we can't show that up in the quarterbacks we play 8 Pro Bowl quarterbacks. So yeah. It's gonna be a rough one.
And I believe you play the Patriots.
No, we ain't get the Patriots. Don't put that lie on us, Ricky Bobby. You got them this year. You play the Falcons, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but that's my take on the whole Dez Bryant thing, man. He just got to produce and get them guys around him to step up. He'll be all right.
That would have been a nice little word of words with you and Surfer. It's going back and forth.
Oh man, Surfer. I just hope you're around when his boy retire and they fall off like a bad bag of dope. And he be braggadocious then. They got lucky over the past, and they play in the AFC East.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on that, no.
Oh my goodness. Speaking of schedules, the NFL primetime schedule for this year is up to. Let's take a look at it real quick. NFL primetime schedule, Thursday, September 7th, Kansas City at the Patriots, 8:30 game on NBC. Sunday, September 10th, the Giants at the Cowboys, 8:30 p.m. on NBC. Monday, September 11th, the Saints versus the Vikings. That's going to be kind of funny because, according to reports, Adrian Peterson maybe signing with the Saints for $3 million. So that'd be kind of funny to see Adrian Peterson against his old team. That's going to be ESPN at 7:10. Oh, wait. Mark Jones, what's up, man? Mark. Are you there, sir? I see you.
He seen the Cowboys on the Chargers schedule and they run away. They're going to get embarrassed on Thanksgiving. That's a shame they put them on our schedule for Thanksgiving. They should have put a good game on Thanksgiving.
They could have
put the Broncos or somebody. They put the Chargers.
Yeah. Mark, what's up, man? Turn y'all down a little bit. Mark, what's up, man?
What's going on?
How you doing, bro?
I'm good. Finally found a way to listen to this station on my phone.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been sitting here listening to the conversation. Congratulations on this show, man, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
I hear you talking about the draft coming up this week. I just want to say I have no idea what the Jets are going to do.
Oh, yeah, you got a Jets fan on there. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Jets fan, man.
I
thought this was a man that was Chargers. Good God.
Well, Mark, it just so happens I did a mock draft. And let me see where I have the who I got the Jets taking. I got them taking O.J. Howard, tight end from Alabama.
The hell the Jets need with a tight end? They need a damn quarterback.
No. No more drafting quarterbacks. Man, it doesn't work.
What you gonna try to sign one from free agency? That don't nobody wanna come play for the Jets. You gotta make them come.
I would love to have Kaepernick right now on this team. Would. I know it ain't gonna happen, but I would rather have Kaepernick than Ryan Fitzpatrick, or even have Hackenberg play Teddy.
Call Jake Cook.
Nope. Don't you put that evil on me.
Y'all could have called Mark Sanchez back. But take him back to the glory days.
Listen. Sanchez only worked because he had help. He only worked because he had help. He has weapons around him. He does not have this anymore. He sent Brandon Marshall went next door to the Giants. He did.
So y'all out for the chicken change.
And in my mock draft, I got them taking Dalvin Cook from running back from Florida State for the Giants.
Damn, Dalvin Cook ain't getting that far down. I don't think you're getting that far down.
If what you say is true, already this year I can already see the Giants being a dangerous team this year, but I don't know if that addition.
Look at the Jets problem. They got the best receiver is Eric Decker. Oh my God.
Hey, he's a number two. He's not even a he's not
tell
even
y'all
a
don't
one.
Know, man. No.
He's not even a number one.
He can't be the best receiver if he doesn't play. He's always injured.
But y'all let Brandon Marshall go and y'all kept Eric Decker. What the hell?
They need quarterback help. They need receiver help. But I just don't think they're in a market for either one.
Isn't Tannenbaum still running that team?
No, McCagnan is on GM. McCagnan is the GM.
Tannenbaum got fired, didn't he?
What, Tannenbaum?
Yeah, I think he got fired, didn't he? Last year?
Yeah, he got fired like two seasons ago when Rex got fired.
Okay.
Had to clear that out.
Yeah, man. But my only thing is, I don't want the Jets to get Deshaun.
Uh-uh.
I don't want that for him. And I can't see Corey Brown getting there, being that low for the Jets to take him.
Let me ask you, as a Jets fan, how the hell y'all let Snacks Harrison go? Y'all whole team.
They're all going. Exactly. I'm going to end up going to the Giants.
Anybody worth a damn on y'all team next year going to be on the Giants.
They're doing it because they probably got great real estate. They don't want to lose on their houses. They're settled in. You know, and I think they still think they're going to be playing for Tom Coughlin, but they're not. They're going to be playing for McAdoo, who's a good coach in his own right. I don't know why they're all going from one side of the locker room to the other side of the locker room. It's depressing. It is.
But you know, the Giants are a little bit more stable, though. They're a little bit more stable in the front office. They still need line help, but from every other point, you know, they're more stable in the front office than in the coaching.
Yeah, they do. I mean, I do look at the Giants, you know, now and then. I do, and I know even though they have the help, for the receivers and everything, they still need line help. Mm-hmm. Yeah, or Eli's gonna be looking
running for his life again.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
You know your line bad when my Cowboys get putting pressure on you.
Even though the Cowboys did lose to the Giants twice last year.
I know, but they still, their offensive line still was trash.
Yeah, they need line yes. help bad.
We lost to them by what, combined 4 points?
A loss is a loss, my friend.
Yeah.
Believe me, and I was just saying, I know those losses.
I'd rather lose like that than get the doors blown off.
That's
so
true. Lose competitive. That's,
and yeah,
but the bottom line, the moral of that story was to say that the Giants' offensive line is trash.
Well, yes, it is. Oh, yeah. I mean, they get by somehow, but it's not gonna.
They get by, but they don't get away.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
And the next thing is this whole thing with Eli and the memorabilia. Is he gonna like? It's not gonna affect him playing, not whatsoever. But
you know the game, Eli gonna have to run for his life. And they play the Broncos.
Hell yeah!
Oh, they're playing the Broncos this year.
The NFC East, play the AFC West.
Even though your boy retired.
I think the Chiefs, it's three teams that's going to have him running for his life. They don't improve that line.
The Broncos, the Chiefs, and who else?
You said the Broncos, the Chiefs, and the Raiders?
Okay. With Khalil Mack, yeah.
But if you talk to a Giants fan, they ain't going to believe that.
At all. They won't.
They'll tell you, well, we have to hold up, dude.
They put
up the best defensive lines you're going to ever see in your life.
You mean suspect? I mean Odell?
Aha! And they just exercised their fifth-year option on Odell, so I hope they knew what they
were doing. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. So I hope they know what they're doing.
I mean, Odell and Brandon Marshall on the same team, that means you're going for it this year.
Yeah.
Not if exactly. You don't fix that line.
Yeah, they got to fix that line, man. They got to.
Because Kansas City, Denver, and
the Raiders
will expose your defensive line.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Hey, really quick, have I mentioned how much I hate Phil Jackson?
Hey, listen, it ain't Phil's fault that Melo pregnant, man.
No, everything else is his fault.
Okay, he was dumb enough to put a no trade clause in somebody's contract. You was gonna get rid of, That's a rookie mistake.
The Joaquin Noah contract.
Yeah, the Derrick Rose contract.
Well, Derrick Rose is off the books. He's a free agent.
Oh no! There's an article in the paper, and there was an article in the on New York Daily News that I just said that they're interested in
bringing him back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he's, yeah.
That's y'all. If you're a Knicks fan, hey, man.
Listen, the only things I got going good for me right now are my Yankees and my Rangers.
Call Blake Griffin and see if he want to come close to y'all, too. Y'all got an all-injury team.
They won't do that. Yo, okay, he's trying to do that trade. They won't do that trade.
No, I think he's a free agent. I think Blake is a free agent.
No,
well, if he's not, he has a player option, so he can opt out.
He can go right to the Knicks and nominate.
Yeah. But here's the thing about playing in New York: not a lot of people can handle it, and I don't care what sport it is. Not a lot of people can handle playing in the New York.
So Amari Stoudemire didn't handle it well. Yeah,
he said Amari Stoudemire.
Well, I said not a lot of people. Okay, this is different. Amari is one thing. Look, Eli Manning can handle it. Derek Jeter can handle it.
Yeah, he's too busy giving out fake equipment and stuff.
Well, David Wright can handle it. Matt Harvey can handle it.
That's true.
A lot. Patrick Ewing can handle it somewhat.
I'm going to tell you, Amari.
I'm gonna tell you though, Mark.
I'm gonna tell you though, Mark. I'm gonna tell you, I think it's a huge mistake for Georgetown to hire him as a coach. Huge mistake. And I tell you why it's a huge mistake. And Jay Williams kind of like lent me up on this a little bit watching a couple of his videos. It's a huge difference between being a college coach and an NBA assistant. A huge difference. You got to go out there and establish relationships with vendors. You got to be out there recruiting. Now, you may not be on the road 24/7 yourself, but at some point you got to go out there and recruit. It's a whole different ball game between NBA
assistant. Oh, no, I agree. And we both know Patrick Ewing can be antisocial.
Yeah.
Very antisocial.
I don't know how that's going.
Well, they could have brought him back to the Knicks as a consultant or something.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, the Knicks. They don't treat their legends right. They throw them out the building and shit.
Oh, no, you're right. I mean, then again, you saw what how Dolan got Tony to spree well. Yeah, that was a stunt.
After they threw Oakley out of the building.
Mm-hmm.
You'll throw Spreewell ass out there, too. You get out of line.
Yeah.
And Allen Houston is supposedly an assistant to assistant general manager, like learning under Phil and Steve Mills. Oh God, that kind of scares me.
How the hell Kurt Ram is your coach?
Hornacek is the coach.
No, he had Rambis too.
Yeah, Rambis.
Oh, Hornacek was on.
You know what? Staff. I know. I.
Rambis was on the staff.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a theory. Hear me out. James Dolan got so... The fans have been calling for James Dolan's head since he got here. He tried to dabble in everything that had to do with the Knicks and the Rangers. Apparently one worked, the other didn't.
Hell no.
And... And the fans have been wanting him to stop dabbling in Knicks team affairs or sell the team. And just before there was about to be a protest outside Madison Square Garden, the same exact day actually, he goes and hires Phil Jackson. He says, he makes like Pontius Pilate and says, I'm washing my hands of this. This is all on y'all. Next thing we know, Phil Jackson, who apparently doesn't want to be here, you know, is making all these deals, all these trades. We start losing terribly. The best thing that he's done so far is draft Porzingis.
And don't forget too, he installed an offense that's no longer viable.
Hold on, wait a minute. The triangle will work if you got the personnel. Now, don't say that.
You think it'll work in today's
don't do
NBA?
That.
You think it'll work with today's NBA players?
I tell you what, you get Paul George and Chris Paul on the same team and make Phil Jackson the coach. Hmm. I bet they ass will make it to the championship with comparable role players.
Right. But Jackson don't want to coach. That's the thing.
Well, let him install that offense.
He won't be back in L.A. with Jeannie Buss.
No, you know they're on the outs.
Oh, I didn't know
they
that.
They ain't together no more.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not together no more. Mm. But I get what you're saying. Triangle work for a little while. If you got the personnel, if you got a Kobe, Shaq, Gasol, Bynum, it'll work.
You gotta have some damn athletes that know basketball.
Yeah. If you watch Golden State, they run pieces of the triangle. So it worked. That's just like saying do the West Coast offense still working in football. Hell yeah.
Yeah, and that does.
It worked to a point.
Yeah. You can't be you can take bits and pieces of it, you know, principles of it.
Real quick, let's go over the NFL primetime, finish up with this NFL primetime schedule real quick. There's some good games on the slate. Monday, September the 11th, it's the Chargers and the Broncos, 10:20 p.m. on ESPN. Damn, that's early for that rivalry. September 14th, that's a Thursday night, the Texans at the Bengals, 825 NFL Network. Sunday, September 17th, Green Bay Packers at Atlanta Falcons, that's a little revenge game, 830 on NBC. Monday, September 18th, the Lions at the Giants, 830 on ESPN. I want to see what this Lions team comes out to look like. I really do want to see what they look like. They look like they were going to do a little something last year, and then it just, like, fell off the map.
They get spooked by Aaron Rodgers. Everybody in that division.
Get spooked
by Aaron Rodgers. Which I can't blame him. Hell, he victimized us. So I don't understand why everybody in that division outside of Minnesota don't have like a shutdown corner.
Yeah.
Because to play Aaron Rodgers, you got to have at least one.
Yeah. None of them do. Thursday, September 21st, the Rams at San Francisco, 825 NFL Network.
Who the hell got that game on TV?
NFL Network.
That better be a Thursday night game.
It's a Thursday night game, September 21st.
Okay.
Sunday, September 24th, Oakland Raiders at Washington Redskins. Monday, September 25th, the Cowboys at the Arizona Cardinals, 830 on ESPN. Week 4, Thursday, September 28th, Bears at Packers, CBS or NFL Network, 825. I don't know why the Bears will even be on TV this year.
For real?
That boy Glennon, that's the new Joe Johnson. He just stole 45 men from the Bears. He stole it. That fool ain't done.
Man.
How you going to get 45 men as a backup?
He backed up Jameis Winston, and he played in an integral part, I guess.
For 45 million?
As a backup. Hey, man, don't ask me. Somebody got to get it.
Yeah. Sunday, October 1st, the Colts at the Seahawks, 8:30 on NBC. Monday, October 2nd, Washington at Kansas City, 8:30 p.m. on ESPN. Week 5, the Thursday game, New England Patriots and Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 8:25 p.m., either CBS or NFL Network. Sunday, October 8th, will be the Chiefs at the Texans, 8:30 on NBC. Monday, October 9th, Vikings at the Bears, 8:30 on ESPN. Let me see.
God.
Who's scheduling these games, man?
They put them on Thursday night. They put them on Thursday night when people need something to watch.
Right.
And fall TV, which... Football, man, it's addictive. A lot of people watch it just because it's on.
Right.
You know? So, but I get, some of them games, you like, what the hell?
Thursday, October the 12th, the Eagles at the Panthers, 825 CBS or NFL Network. Sunday, October 15th, Giants at the Broncos, 830 on NBC. Monday night game, October 16th, Colts at the Titans, 8:30 ESPN. I ain't mad about that because the Titans look like they might be a team on the come up, so I ain't mad about that. Week 7, we get a rematch. The Thursday game on October 19th is Chiefs or Raiders. Sunday night football, Atlanta Falcons at New England Patriots. Rematch.
Didn't the Falcons want to open up the new stadium week one though?
You should have made them play on the road in New England to make them pay for losing that game. You could have been opening your stadium as a Super Bowl champion. Now they're going to make you pay.
Yep. Dumbest call. No. I take that back. Second dumbest call. In Super Bowl history, the first dumb call was not giving Marshawn Lynch the ball. That was the dumbest call in Super Bowl history, but I digress. Monday, October 23rd, it's the Redskins at the Eagles, 8:30 ESPN. Anything else here I see interesting? Nope. Nothing else interesting there. Last Monday night game of the season, Monday, December 25th, Raiders at Eagles. Last Saturday night game, Vikings at the Packers.
Oh, damn. Christmas on a Monday this year.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Well, that makes sense. Last year was on a Sunday. Fool everybody off.
I wonder who the hell going to be the quarterback in Minnesota?
Bradford.
Bradford.
Yeah, they say Teddy ain't, you know, he had some setbacks with his leg or something. He ain't going to even be able to be out this year. I'm going to make it this year.
Yeah,
out
there this year.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah, man. Especially as a non-contact injury, too.
Yeah. All right, let's talk a little bit about the draft. I want to get some of your thoughts on the draft, guys. Jabril Peppers reportedly tested positive for a diluted sample at the 2017 NFL Combine. Stay off the damn weed.
I ain't got nothing to say.
Stupid. You gonna make millions. You gonna make me. You about to make millions of dollars. And days before the draft, you get busted.
Hey man, somebody gonna draft.
Not saying there won't. And he could probably over and you know give the benefit of the doubt. He could probably overcome it, but. Days before the tournament, man, please. And then on top of it, Mount Reuben Foster got busted too.
Ain't gonna hurt him one bit, cause if he on the board and somebody really need him, they gonna take him.
What do you guys think Warren Sapp said about Myles Garrett? He said he was baffled by Myles Garrett being projected the number one pick. Every time he saw a lazy kid that makes four plays a game.
Well, the tape don't lie.
He'll be more than likely the number one pick because he does what you need to do. But he's not an eye popper. He doesn't come off the page the way he should to me for a number one pick. And as number one pick, you got to be a sure thing, man.
Yeah, exactly. And Sapp, people are watching tape, man. It's different. They're not putting on their personal opinion. They putting on the tape.
Yeah.
That's one thing about sports, football, basketball. That tape don't lie.
Nope. Not at all. Not.
You used to have a saying, the eye in the sky, no lie.
Oh, yeah. And finally, what did I do with my. Okay, ready to talk about that. Can't find my last news item I want to finish show with. I found it. Everybody's favorite baseball player, Tim Tebow, had the best week in the minors with 6 hits.
What?
He got 6 hits in the minors.
Well, he's not getting called up to the Mets anytime soon.
Nah, no time soon.
Him and his hits.
He's gonna. You know what's gonna happen when the New York Penn League starts up. He's going to go to the Brooklyn Cyclones. He's going to play there. And it's going to draw a whole bunch of attention to Brooklyn again, which, of course, I like. But still, it's still Tebow.
If the Mets fall out of contention, he will be called up.
Probably call him.
And they have been on a slide, but it's only April. They have not won the last few games. From what I've been watching, and it's like they can't hit. They haven't been hitting right, and I mean their pitching was outstanding. And even though DeGrom gave up a terrible game on Saturday.
Yeah, it was Saturday. Pastor Zilla said Rams Niners should be a Tuesday morning game.
Monday afternoon game. Nobody watching that.
I don't know who the hell scheduled that.
Tuesday morning game.
Should be a Tuesday morning game. What are your guys' plans for the draft? You're just going to sit back with a couple cold ones, get some wings. What's y'all's plan for the draft?
You go first, sir.
Well, I hope my team trade the pick for Richard Sherman. That's all I'm be watching for. See if we can get a decent cornerback or something to help us in this barrage that we got to face. That's what I'm be looking for.
Let me see. I have... if I can find it.
And knowing me, I'll be on the way home from work. And I'll be turning it on, watching somehow on my phone. And ranting when the Jets do take another quarterback, because I know they are going to
do it. Yeah, and with what they got the third pick, right? Or the sixth. Something like that. Six? Yeah, I knew it was three or six. With the sixth pick, the New York Jets select Mitchell Trubisky.
And that's when you will hear me from wherever you are shouting to the heavens.
God damn it, man.
I just don't
exactly how I sound.
I don't like Trubisky, man. I don't. One season and you a number. No.
But they'll take Deshaun Watson. Yes.
I'll go over him over Trubisky any day. I'll tell you that. I'll take Patrick Mahomes. I'll take him over Trubisky.
Basically, what my man saying is just gonna screw the pick up,
no matter who they take, they're gonna screw it up.
I know this.
So if this was man, you would simulate the pick. You would just simulate it. Simulate the draft. Fuck it.
Yeah, simulate the whole damn draft.
Simulate the whole draft, yo. Who you pick? It don't even matter.
But you got some teams out there like the Dolphins. They're looking like they're going to adopt the Cowboys mentality, buffer their line, and run the hell out of the
football. It took us 3 years to build that line, man. The whole start of the new millennium. Not 2000, but 2010, 11, and 12.
Yeah.
13, we had to build that line up. Mm-hmm. It paid off in 14.
Yep.
Damn sure. It don't come easy. You're going to take some L's. And if I'm the Cowboys and we start losing early, I'm tanking. I'm pulling everybody. Because it don't do you no good to draft in the middle.
Yeah.
Well, that won't.
I see us.
And honestly, let's be real here. With the first round, we know good players come out of the first round, but history has told us that the best ones come out of the later round. So,
yeah, the steals come out of the people that miss, the misses that people pass on.
To me, and because of what you just said, I've always been a proponent of, I don't like Myles Garrett. I've always been a proponent of the Browns trading down. Let somebody else get that number one pick because they got so many freaking needs on that team, but they ain't even funny.
Trade that pick to Seattle. Straight up.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they need.
Send Richard. You want to make Richard Sherman pay for talking?
Send him to Cleveland.
Yup.
Send his ass to Cleveland.
Call Cleveland and say, we'll give you Richard Sherman for the number one pick.
Yeah,
and they already got a corner. They give them two corners, him and Joe Hayden.
I would love to have had Richard Sherman run the same line as Revis, but Revis had to go this year.
Yeah, we don't know what the hell Revis gonna do. The Cowboys might end up signing Revis. You are short on DB.
Wait, you mean the Cowboys, or that he may end up going where every other Jet is going, to the Giants?
Oh, yo, that'll be messed up, yo. They gonna start calling the Giants East, the Jets East, I should say.
I think the Jets next door. They're literally next door.
Yeah.
Damn shame.
It is a damn shame. But this draft should be a good one. I think you're gonna see more trades than what you think you normally would see with some of these guys. So we'll see which way it heads. I can't wait for it. I'm probably come. I gotta work that day. I think I get off at 7. Get off at 8. So I'll probably come back home, get some wings, chill out, and watch the draft, man.
Man, I'm telling you, somebody. No, I was just going to say somebody who with a good team can call Cleveland at the bottom and get that number one pick. And offer Cleveland. Like Atlanta, they can call Cleveland and offer them they pick and a couple players and get Myles Garrett on their team. Or whoever they want to pick. I don't understand why people don't do that, because you don't have to pay rookies that much money no more.
Right. And like I say, Cleveland has so many needs that they need, you know, trading down might be prudent for them. So.
And Cleveland need, so, like you said, so much.
Man, I'll trade down that pick. I'll trade that pick down so fast, name freaking funny.
They got, because they had 1 and 12. They pick at 1 and 12.
So you can get the quarterback you want. If you're still looking for a quarterback, you can get your quarterback at 12. You can get Deshaun Watson at 12. And then you trade a number what? 1 pick for whatever and go from there.
He might drop down, though. He might drop down, you know what I'm saying?
Who the Jets?
Or they're picking higher.
Drop down from 6 to drop. Go from 6 to up?
Yeah.
Man, you got Brock Osweiler can get you through a year or two.
I want to say who the Browns need, and that's another thing, who needs everybody. But
I mean, who would
they got a receiver? They got Coleman. Didn't Coleman go to them? The guy, right?
Corey Coleman.
Okay, I thought he might have been the one that went to Tennessee. I know one of them Baylor receivers. And Gordon's coming back.
Man, I don't know if you can count on Gordon coming back.
Listen, if you trade them picks and get enough people, you can build your team to be solid.
You can.
Especially in that division.
Yeah.
You need DBs that can cover. Mm-hmm. Antonio Brown.
AJ Green.
That's who you're going to have to beat. Baltimore on the decline. Yep. They lost all their weapons.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. They did. So all you got to do is really beat Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So you get you got the Collins kid from New England last year.
Jamie Collins.
Yeah. So... they can turn around, man.
Yeah.
Especially in that division.
Yeah.
That's just, maybe I'm thinking out loud.
No. You're going down the right path, but everybody keeps looking at Myles Garrett as this big number one beast. I just don't see it. He did it against lesser competition, but against when it mattered, against the Bamas, the LSUs or whatnot, he didn't do anything to me.
I think the draft is changing to where, like, you can, if you suck like that, you can get good real quick with, like, by trading the pick or picks.
Yeah.
You get a couple players. They don't have to be A-plus players.
Right.
Some role players.
You just got to be smart and don't get fleeced like the Saints got fleeced. We got fleeced big time.
Well, y'all getting rid of everybody because y'all think
we got fleeced big time.
Our receivers just grow on trees.
We got fleeced big time. The hell are you trading Brandon Cook for, and then you don't get Malcolm Butler? Come on, man.
I'm trying to get him back on the back end.
Yeah.
You know, New England gonna try to New England gonna finesse you.
Gonna finagle you again. Gonna end up giving up. Going the pick we got from you. Gonna end up giving it right back.
Yup. And then you gonna use it to find somebody. Steal at the bottom of the second round or something.
Yep. Yep. So we shall see. We shall see. All right. Fellas, do we have any final thoughts before we roll out for the night?
I hope my Cowboys do something, man. We got it. We need some DBs. Pray for them. Pray for
them. You said pray for them.
Yeah, man.
I got y'all getting in the draft Garen Conley from Ohio State. So there's a DB for you right there. There's a DB.
I want the Lattimore one. The Lattimore one is better.
Yeah, but that boy,
the one that was hurt.
Yeah, but he gonna go up too. He's gonna be up there, man.
I know. We ain't gonna trade. We need to trade up, man.
I got the Titans taking him at 5.
I know.
See, I would say that Bears need to trade up, but who do we have left to give?
Y'all still got Shelton Richardson, don't you?
Yeah, he may not be. Yeah, that's true. He may not be staying with the team after this year.
Mm-hmm. So you might as well get rid of him now.
Yeah.
With the NBA theory.
Do it now.
Work on it.
Do it.
Hey. That's what the NBA do. You got 1 year left, and they don't think you're going to stay. Getting you the hell away from Ryan.
The hell out.
with some draft picks.
Exactly.
We're going to get some draft picks for you.
Draft pick for your ass. Exactly.
Yeah, I think my boys, man, see, we depending on rookies, man. You can't win in the NFL with rookies like that. That's what I'm saying. We need Sherman. We need to give up a Luck. The one of them linemen, the Seattle with that pick, so we can get Richard Sherman.
And
we'll go to the Super Bowl.
And didn't two of your DBs from Dallas end up signing with the Jags?
What, Church and who else?
I think it was Church. Oh, I can't remember that other dude's name. But, oh, Church and somebody else ended up signing with them. So.
Well, they can have them. They gave up 3rd and 30 anyways. Yeah, in a rush. So. I would have got rid of the whole secondary. Look, I ain't in charge. Everybody was in on the field. Nobody back.
Mark, Rick, you guys have any final thoughts before we roll out for the night?
Real quick. No, I've been posting about it on your page quite a bit. NHL second round has been set.
Yes.
Anaheim Ducks are taking on the Edmonton Oilers on Wednesday, and the St. Louis Blues taking the Nashville Predators on Wednesday. Eastern Conference, Washington Capitals taking on the Pittsburgh Penguins, and the Ottawa Senators taking on the New York Rangers. Both of those games will be on Saturday, not Saturday, on Thursday also. I'm not even going to try to predict this. Every time I do, it blows up in my face. I want my Rangers to win. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much about it. But I am not going to predict because it blows up in my face.
I got to get... maybe one day we'll do a hockey special on this line. We'll get me, Tony C, you, and Rod Domingo. Go ahead and preview some hockey. Talk about some good hockey. And we'll go from there. Rick, you got any final thoughts, man? You still with us? Rick? Okay, Rick's gone. He says Rick's still here. Oh, shows it's still here. I guess he might be on mute. Rick, you there? Alright. If there is nothing else but to close things down, don't forget to check out all the great shows right here on Rant EM Radio. Got the Rant coming up tomorrow night with Tony C, my good friend Double A. What y'all got going on tomorrow on the Rant, Tony C?
And we're going to review all the wrestling news that's been going on, Raw, SmackDown, talk about pop culture.
Okay. No.
All around good time, man. All around good times. Tune in, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. I don't know what time, man, a little mountain. just tune in there, man. Good times.
I'm shocked you hadn't started a hashtag for Jinder Mahal yet.
Don't hinder Jinder.
It's coming. We're going to talk about that tomorrow night. Yes, sir. It is coming.
Don't forget Wednesday. It's going to be Thumbstick Ninjas at 9 p.m. Followed by Thursday, we got Rant and Wrestling. Thursdays at 9. Check out my boy Philly Phil. Philly Phil, man, shout outs to you, man. Get better soon. And I hope the family gets better soon as well. So I hope you guys get better, recover soon. So we get you on the Turnbuckle Throwbacks podcast every Friday night at 9 p.m. And then Sunday is the Returning Surfer with the What Are You Reading comic book show.
What are you ruling? Back.
Yes, yeah, Surfer is back. Surfer is back. He'll be back on the airwaves. What Are You Reading comic book show Sundays at 5 p.m. Gentlemen, if there's nothing else, I want to say thank you for joining me tonight. I do very much appreciate it. Hey, Mark, thank you for calling. Tony C, thank you for co-hosting. Rick, thank you for being here. Pastor Sadell, thank you for being in the chat, my friend. I saw you there. Thank you for being in the chat. I appreciate it as always. And we are out of here. Take care, everybody.
Later.
Thanks, Beth.
Join us every Monday night, 11:15 p.m. Eastern, right here on Rant Am Radio. Everyone, please take care.